you want me to just start by telling you about a typical day?
What do you do on a typical day?
Okay. Well, can I just say there's actually no such thing as a typical day as a head teacher. Every day is different. It's really busy and there's lots of different things to do, and that's one of the best bits about my job, that when you come in the morning, you have lots of things planned, like meetings with other teachers, maybe meetings with people from the education department, maybe some meetings with parents, maybe even some meetings with pupils. But then lots of other things happen that interrupt that, and so you have to go out and about and check out what's going on at interval and at lunchtime, and go into the dining hall, make sure everything's okay there. Then there might be some pupils that want to talk to you about all sorts of different things. I also make lots of phone calls, because sometimes I need to speak to parents, and sometimes I need to speak to officers in the education department as well. I also have lots of emails that I have to answer. And I have lots of kind of planning meetings and things to work out. Like just now we're talking about the teachers I have for next year, the staffing, the timetable for next year, training for my staff, all sorts of different things. So a real mixture of things in a day.
How do you get to work?
I drive to work, girls. I have my little car out there, and I come across the Tay Road Bridge, because I live in Dundee, and I drive through Fife to get to Kirkcaldy.
What time do you leave your home at?
Most days I try to leave about 7:30, because that way I avoid the busiest traffic. I can leave later, I can leave up to about 8 o'clock and I still get in for 9, because I tend to not come in too early in the morning because I work very late at night, and I think you'll ask me maybe about that later. So I tend to come in just for between 8:30 to 9, and if I leave at 7:30, it's quicker because it's not so many tractors and things on the road.
What do you do at the weekend?
Well, weekends are for relaxing. I like to spend as much time as possible with my family, because I do work quite long hours during the week, so it might mean that I don't see as much of them during the week. So I like to spend a lot of time at the weekend with my husband and my son and my daughter, and my daughter's a bit older and she's married and she has a little boy, so I have a grandson, and I like to spend time with them, so I usually see them on Saturday. We often go for a lunch, maybe with my sister and my niece and my auntie, who are the closest members of my family, and I like to go shopping. Usually have to do some shopping for food as well, and believe it or not, I clean my house on Friday night, Saturday morning, and have to tidy up and do washing and things. I have a son at school, so I have to wash and iron school shirts and all that, just like everybody else, and I'll go to church on Sunday. So that's my weekend.
What do you do after work?
Not a lot, because I'm usually very tired. When I go home, I always have my dinner, I always have something to eat. And I do, because I work later in school, I like to then try and switch off when I go home. So I try to have something to eat and watch a bit of TV. I do like to try and get in the house for 7:30 most nights, so I can see Coronation Street on EastEnders. And then I try to go to my bed quite early, because I do get up early in the morning. I used to try to fit in exercise, because I really would like to do more exercise than I do just now. I used to go to yoga, I like yoga, and I used to go to a step class. I used to do a wee bit of running, would you believe? Since I've been working in this job, I haven't done very much of any of that, just because I'm getting home quite late at night. But I really plan, that's one of my plans for next year and into the summer, to do some exercise, at least one or two nights a week. Okay.
Do you have to go anywhere consistent with school after school has finished?
Yeah, I sometimes have to go to meetings that are for all the head teachers in Fife, and we meet regularly. So we go to big offices in the education department up at Cardenden for that. Sometimes I have to meet with some of my managers about specific things, maybe about appointing new staff and things like that. So we often go to Fife House or Rossi House in Glen Office for meetings after school as well. That's quite a regular thing.
How many meetings do you go to every week?
Right, well, when I saw that question, I just thought what I'll do is I'll count my meetings for this week. And this week, I've actually got 13 meetings in my diary. So that's quite typical. So probably out of 5 days, there could be at least one or two meetings every day. That's normal. But this week, I've managed to fit 13 meetings into my diary, so that's quite a lot.
When do you get home from work?
Well, again, that varies. Monday to Thursday, I tend to work to between 6 and 7 o'clock here, which means I can get home any time between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. But last night, for example, I didn't get home till 10 o'clock because I had a PTA meeting and a school board meeting. So sometimes there are parents' meetings in the evening, and that gets you home a bit later. But most of the week it would be between 7 and 8, but I really do try to go home a wee bit earlier on Friday. So I try to leave about 4 or 5 o'clock on Friday.
Do you like your job here?
I love my job. I think it's a great job. I feel very privileged and very lucky to be a head teacher. It's lots of work. I have to give a lot of time to it, but it's very rewarding.
How long does it take you from your home to get to work?
Right, well, again, that depends on the time I leave. If it's quiet, the roads are not too busy, it can take about 40 minutes. Okay, so, but if I get caught up in traffic, it can take 50 minutes. And going home on Friday, because I leave earlier, it can take an hour. But in the morning coming in, it's usually just about 40 to 50 minutes. So that's not too bad.
Would you move closer to the
school? That's quite an interesting question, because I live in Dundee, okay, which is not in Fife, and so it means I do have a bit of a journey every day, and for that reason it would be nice to be closer, and it would be nice to be closer to the community. And when I drive through Fife, I always think there's lots of nice wee places that would be quite nice places to live, and that would be great from my point of view. But unfortunately, I have to think about my family as well, you know, not unfortunately, of course I think about my family as well. And my husband has a job in Dundee, and he's worked in the same company for many years, so he wouldn't want to move, and if we moved then he would have a journey back to Dundee for his work. And also my son is in fourth year in a school in Dundee, my youngest child, and so I wouldn't move while he was still in school, because that would disrupt his education, you know, and he wouldn't want to move from his school just now, because he's really happy in his school, and that would be unfair, you know, to move him. And also, although I've got family in America, I've got family in Edinburgh, you know, and various other places dotted around, most of my close family still live in Dundee. And I've got like young family, like my grandson and another one on the way. And I've also got like my elderly mother-in-law, who's the only kind of grandmother left in our family. And she's quite frail and old now. It's my husband's mum. And we would like to be close to her, because we kind of help and looking after her as well. So it's important, I think, to stay where my family needs me just now. So probably we wouldn't think about moving, but who knows in the future, especially when my son leaves home, if he goes to university, or, you know, we might think about moving. But just now we feel that the family priorities are still in Dundee.
How long have you been working at this job for?
Well, I've been in teaching for, I think it's about 23 years now, but I have been a head teacher just for coming up for 1 year. In this school, I just started last August, so the end of the school year is the first week in July, and that will be my first year completed. So yeah, so coming up for a year, and it's been very quick and very busy here.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, interestingly enough, I would say I probably just speak one language, but I did do two languages at school. I did French and German when I was at school, up to, well, it was low grade then, which is the equivalent of your standard grades, and I continued to study French at higher But I did choose German because I enjoyed it and actually did Latin as well. So although I ended up being a mathematician, I actually quite enjoyed and was quite good at languages when I was at school. But I wouldn't dare say that I spoke them fluently now because I don't practice it enough, and I still know some words, you know, and if I was to go to France, especially on holiday, I would cope with most of the language, but I wouldn't describe myself as being fluent in any of them. Okay.
What do you normally have for breakfast at the weekend?
Oh, at the weekend, I like to have maybe a bit of a fancier breakfast. I love croissants, and so I like warm croissants with nice butter and jam and things like that, or syrup and things, but also like bacon rolls. And so I like a bacon roll at the weekend too. We tend to, my husband and my son like cooked breakfast at the weekend, so they always have sausages and eggs and black pudding, and but I just like the bacon, so I usually have a bacon roll. During the week, I tend to just have quick breakfast, which is maybe just a bowl of cereal or some toast. I like toast as well.
Thanks very much for your time, and get back to you, like, how it went on the internet and that.
Oh, great. Good. So I get to hear it then.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And will I get to hear something from the head teacher in Malawi? Will we be doing a similar thing, or will we hear about maybe just teachers? I don't know.
We'll tell you how it went when we've heard it on the
webpage. That'll be good. Yeah, well,
hopefully
sound okay.
Donc, il y a plein de suspense. Mais aussi, c'est très drôle. Bah, nous, on aime. En tout cas, on aime beaucoup. Ça t'intéresserait de le voir ?